bunch of fun coming up. It's Farm City Celebration is going on in Chico and Butte County this week, and we had a chance to go to the big awards banquet the other night at Sierra Nevada and watch some good people get awards and lots of other fun. They got the bus tour going on, and also going on is the Harvest Festival, and Teresa Snyder is back with us today to talk a little bit about that. So there's a lot of planning that goes into this thing, right?
Yes, there is a lot of planning. We start planning as soon as our events are over this year for next year, just to get everything coordinated and ready to go.
So, I mean, do you try to add things every year to the Little Harvest Festival, or?
I do. It's grown dramatically. We have probably over 24 different activities or people there on display and different things for the families and kids to do this year. So we've grown every year.
Okay, before I get into some of the individual things we're going to be doing out there, I should describe this. The Harvest Festival, what is this event actually?
This is the 7th annual Harvest Farm City Celebration Harvest Festival. It's just a day of celebration of our local agriculture and what we're all about. Different activities and vendors are there for whatever we grow around this area, and different kids activities to do, arts and craft projects, playing with apples. Boy Scouts does a big rope bridge that you get to climb on and kind of obstacle course thing.
And we can trust the Boy Scouts around here?
We can trust the Boy Scouts.
Pretty good rope bridge.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. It's really fun. It's just a great day to come out and celebrate agriculture and learn a little bit about our local heritage with the Bidwells and just what our community is about.
And this is, where is this and when is this exactly?
This is this Saturday, November 5th. From 10 to 2 at the grounds of Bidwell Mansion.
And the nice thing about this is I understand there's no cost involved, right?
It's a free event, and it's rain or shine, so don't let a little sprinkle hesitate you to come on out and have a great day.
Okay, I believe we're going to have the Blaze Diamond W rig out there as well for a little while. Now, tell me about some of the events. You mentioned apples. You mentioned the rope bridge. What else is going on out there?
We have arts and crafts. You make a little bead bracelet that's... shows you the different water, earth, sun, kind of celebrates what agriculture is about. Mm-hmm. We have an apple activity for kids. We have calf roping, and we have roasting marshmallows, and we have a little bake sale going on too for some of the 4-H'ers. We have rope. You can make your own ropes, rope making there. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of things. And the first 500 families actually walk away with a free shopping bag.
Ooh.
Full of Knutson juice boxes, fruit cups, almonds, Lumberg chips, all kinds of goodies for you. So that's the big thing. Come out. The first 500 families get a free bag full of goodies.
Okay. Now, you said that you add activities or try to add a few activities every year. I got a couple of suggestions for you. You mentioned almonds. You know when on Halloween they always do that big pumpkin drop? Have you ever thought about like doing an almond drop off the top of the Bidwell Mansion, or like a walnut drop and see... Probably wouldn't be as spectacular.
Probably wouldn't be as great as the pumpkin drop.
Okay, here's one for you. You know how the walnut shakers work and the walnut trees? Is there a way to like get some sort of an event where we could sort of experience how that feels to a walnut?
I'm not so sure about that. But we do have old and new tractors and stuff coming too. And some nice spray rigs coming for kids can sit on the tractors and play with them and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's kind of cool. We have that coming on this year. So
that is always a great photo op, too. I like that.
Yes, definitely. And the first floor of the mansion will be open for tours.
Fantastic. So it sounds like we got a big fun day coming up.
Yes. And Madison Bear Garden will be there, barbecuing hamburgers, TJ for a purchase, and then TJ Farms will be doing carriage rides through downtown.
Nice. You've done it upright.
Done it very well, yes.
All right, Teresa. Yes. Well, we're looking forward to it. 10 o'clock tomorrow at the Bidwell Mansion State Park.
Yes, 10 to 2, rain or shine.
All right.
For everyone.
Come on out and join in, man. The Harvest Festival, chance to celebrate agriculture here in Butte County. Thank you, Teresa, for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
She does such a great job at this, doesn't she? It's 836.